Blog Talk Radio.
It's good to be back for another edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast, creator, and host of this very fine program, I must say. The program airs every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Relationships 360, my guest and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain long-lasting, character-based relationships. And last week, we talked about remaining friends with your ex-spouse after the divorce. Now, this week, we're turning the page. We're talking about how to get back on the proverbial saddle and date once the divorce decree is signed. And this can be a very daunting task, especially if you were married, let's say, several years and you spent the same amount of time away from the dating scene. Well, hopefully you weren't dating while you were married. Hopefully that didn't lead to the divorce. Joining us to talk about this topic, to explore it in depth, is the founder and president of Buyer & Company. It's an exclusive matchmaking and relationship consulting firm, and the president, April Buyer, has 12 years of experience working intimately with the country's most eligible marriage-minded men and women. And I wonder if she can kind of give us some names of these exclusive clients that she's been working with. I don't know. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. But her national coaching practice for single women was born out of the necessity to bridge the communication gap between the sexes and challenge superficial dating advice that claims a woman must be different than who she is to find true love. I definitely like that. In her, April's expert advice has been sought after by national print, radio, online, and hit television shows, including Dr. Phil, the CBS Early Show, Good Morning America, MSNBC, ABC 2020, and now Relationships 360. And last year, April developed the Smart, Sexy, Soulful Dating CD and teleseminar series in response to what she sees as a modern woman's chronic departure from her true romantic value. And one lucky listener will win her CD by entering their name and email address at relationships360.com by September 30th. The winner will be notified via email on October 1st. So to our listeners out there that sign up to relationships360.com, good luck, and thanks, April, for waiting patiently through that introduction and for the giveaway and for joining us tonight from your family vacation, your 10-day vacation with your hubby and kids and your parents. I think it's fantastic that you're doing that in order to build on your family relationships. Again, thank you for joining the program.
Well, thank you so much, Tiffany. Yes, the trip has been great. I'm happy to be here. I suggest everybody take a family trip with their parents at least once in their life as an adult. So it's been wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. Hopefully that may be, I think you've inspired a future show topic for me. So look out, guys, for that topic, for me to cover that topic in the future on Relationships 360. And listeners, you might want to speak with myself or April tonight, and you can call us live at 714-409-0610. You can also post your comments or your questions in the chat room, which is open right now. I'll be happy to share those on the air, if you'd like, time permitting, throughout the next 55 minutes or so. So April, you're of course you're married. You mentioned to me, you know, before we hit the air that this is your only marriage, and that you're pretty much a newlywed. So I'm sure you know you have a lot of your dating experiences fresh in your mind from you know you and your husband's courting phase. And I would love for you to, I don't know, do you have any stories, like, from the time that, you were dating that, you know, might inspire, you know, some of our listeners and our audience? Like, any
well,
good
you know,
memories
I've been,
of your dating experience that led up to your marriage?
Well, you know, my view on dating has always been a bit unique to other women that you know, that were going through their single years alongside of me because I was a professional matchmaker when I was single. So, of course, you know, in my 20s and in my 30s, I chose some of the wrong men. And but I have to say, you know, I didn't do a lot of the old, oh, when is it going to be my turn? When am I going to be married? And I think it was because I was working with singles. And, you know, at the time, you know, maybe 70% of our clients that were out there trying to meet someone new were divorced people. A lot of them had kids. So I got to get to know them and hear about their backgrounds and where they had been and how old they were when they got married. And 9 times out of 10, it was people that were coming to us that had been married in their 20s and now had reached 40 or 45. And here they were dividing up their kids every other weekend. And it's not that it scared me. You know, my parents have been married for nearly 50 years, and they're still madly in love, and they laugh every day together. So there's a lot of solid relationships in my family. But it's the world of matchmaking that taught me that I needed to be a fully developed story before I chose my future husband. So in my dating life, I didn't really sit back and cry and complain when I wasn't meeting the one, because I knew deep down that I would meet the person I was supposed to be with when I was ready. Not when he was going to appear, but when I was really at a point where I knew myself inside and out so that I would make a lifelong choice for my future. So I did get married at 40, so that means I had a lot of dating experience, not only in my personal life, but, you know, 24/7, I was in the trenches helping singles. So, you know, the hearing the post-date stories, the he said, she said, of all of the couples that I put together, and along the way I've been responsible for dozens of, you know, marriages and relationships and engagements. And here I was, a single girl, putting other people together who were getting married. I mean, imagine that. So it did teach me that there was something that people were doing that they were looking at marriage as the next step when you love somebody. But I believe that you can love someone and still sit back and think, you know what, I don't know if we're right to team up for our life. I don't know if we're right to have children together. So I think I just, you know, really had kind of a different bird's eye view. So my dating life wasn't traumatic as much as it was really interesting. I learned a lot about myself, and that's what I want to instill in the singles out there. Every person you date is just another chapter in your story, and it's a chance for you to continue to evolve. So I'm a big believer in all of your relationships, no matter how long, because they're all valuable. Whether you've known a man or a woman for 1 hour or 1 year or 10 years or 20, all of your connections and your relationships are teaching you. And I think if people were to really understand that, there wouldn't be so much pain with dating and getting back out there again. So, you know, when I did meet my husband, I knew right away. And to my husband, that was a bit of a shocker because I don't think he had ever met somebody who was a professional.
Then how did you guys meet, April?
We met at a friend's house, and I guess he and I had been at the same dinners. We had been at the same parties for like the year and a half previous, but we don't really remember one another because we were both in solid relationships, and we're the kind of people that when we're in relationships, we don't really look. And I went to a friend's house to have a dinner party, and he opened up the door.